Well, our five wide receiver set has a very catchy name. It's called Big Five. It stands for five wide receivers. We've been using it, I'm going to say, probably since my second year. And I'm trying to think back to Aaron's first game when he played against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm pretty sure we used Big Five or Big Four, which is Big Four is four wide receivers and a tight end. But, I mean, it's part of our offense. It goes in with our base installation. So we consider it a secondary personnel group. But it's something that we do starting back in the spring.
Coach, I know you toured both facilities yesterday. I'm on your left.
Okay.
You toured both facilities yesterday, Highland Park and SMU. What did you find? And I assume you guys will practice at Highland Park today.
Well, I didn't go over to the facilities because my understanding is that SMU, the stadium field, is we can't use it. So I think it's practical that we'll be inside for sure today and probably the rest of the week. But there's some things that actually some people from our organization are looking at as we speak at Highland Park. Just with the weather, playing indoors, I think it will definitely be in today and tomorrow and probably Friday.
Yeah, Mike, over here. It's actually a high school indoor practice facility, isn't it?
But high school in Texas is a little different than the normal high school. So my daughter going to high school, Lake Travis. You know, I assume Highland Park is very similar. I've seen pictures and the whole layout. Actually, I went through the layout of the field today with our team in a team meeting. So it won't affect our practice structure. Our specialists are actually going to the stadium today to get their punting and kicking in. So we feel like this won't affect us from a preparation standpoint at all.
Mike, down to your left here. Your fullback has become kind of a cult hero, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the evolution of John Kuhn and also the fact that he was with the Steelers. I wonder if that's, you know, kind of a kick for him as far as you can tell.
Well, I know John's excited about playing against Pittsburgh Steelers, especially growing up in Pennsylvania. But he's just a very good all-around football player. He has stepped in and has been a one-back runner for us. He's also played in the I formation as a halfback for us. He's always been very instinctive at the fullback position. He could play in a split back, in an I back scheme. Very consistent football player, and one of the smartest football players on our football team. So he brings a lot of value to our team, brings a lot of value to our offense, and I think that's evident in the way we use him.
Mike, hey, regarding Sinton and college, can you just talk about their development and their play this year and whether or not how you feel about it?
Can you repeat the first part of your question?
With your guards sitting in college.
Sitting in college, our guards?
Yeah, and just the development and how they've come along.
In building an offense, just going back to the first day, we came together as an offensive staff. And even before that, if you look at the way we're structured as an offensive staff, the priority and the importance of offensive line coaching and play is something that we put a premium on. We've drafted pretty much one or two offensive linemen every year. And Josh and Darren definitely fit into that category. But a big believer that everything you do as an offense starts with the core, and that's the center and the two guards. Goes through the quarterback into the back because into the running backs because that's where the most of the communication occurs. You talk about football being an adjustment football game. Those people all have to be intact. The centers have to obviously be able to make all adjustments, but particularly on the road when you play in dome stadiums and the crowd noise, your guards have to have the same mental capacity and the ability to recognize and make those type of adjustments. So that speaks volumes about our guard play, both Darren and Josh, because if something ever happened to the center, mentally those two guys could play that position. So we train our guards and centers exactly the same way. Darren Calls has played a lot of football for us. He's a very reliable individual, doesn't miss practice. Very consistent. I think Josh has really come into his own the last 2 years, in my opinion. I think he's playing at a near Pro Bowl level. So the core of our offensive line is really a big part of our success.
Coach, could you talk about James Starks' progress and also how important the running game will be to the outcome on Sunday?
Well, James Starks came here in the spring as a drafted player out of Buffalo. Had a hamstring issue throughout the spring. We felt that we had it under control going into training camp, and that was not the case. So he missed all training camp, was placed on PUP, and it just missed a lot of, you know, padded work, all the fundamental work, foundation work that you need as a young player. So his the development has been consistent since his opportunity to come on to the 53. I think it's clearly evident to everybody to see what kind of player he can be. What's exciting about him is all his best football is in front of him. But he has all the tools, the work ethic, you know, the intelligence, the instincts to be an every down player, and everything's in front of him. So running the football definitely will be a factor in this game, and James will be part of that.
Of all the things you guys dealt with last week, some of the quote-unquote controversy involved Twitter with the whole team picture thing, which I'm sure was really fun to deal with. Have you ever been tempted to get a Twitter account, and what caution did you?
I won't even let my daughter have a Facebook account, so I think that tells you what I think about Twitter. I wouldn't even know how to access a Twitter account right now. I understand it's an important part of the network, but that's something personally I have zero interest in.
What did you address that issue with your players about how to act on Twitter, or how to any sort of, you know, be cautious or anything like that?
Anything that ever comes across the table for our football team, we talk about. So I wouldn't classify that as a major issue. It was really a situation that we dealt with, and as long as our football team is not distracted by it, you know, I don't feel it's an issue, but it was talked about.
Coach, if this game comes down to a kick, how much faith do you have in Crosby?
A lot of faith in Mason Crosby, especially indoors. He's kicking the football very well. You know, the time off last week really helped both Mason and Tim. That our practice last week was as well as I've seen them kick. You know, it's a long year for everybody, and now that their legs are fresh, I'm anxious to see how their workout goes today over at the stadium. But I have all the faith in the world in Mason Crosby.
Mike, Aaron makes so many plays with his feet. Do you have one or two favorites?
Favorite plays?
Yeah, things that he's done, keep plays alive, or actually running 4 yards.
Oh, well, I mean, he's done it quite often. You know, he's not one really jumps to mind, but you know, the one that James Jones in the Philadelphia game was a big play in the game. You know, the timing of it. Our center was downfield on that play, but that had nothing to do with Aaron's scramble ability. But just the way he extends the play, I can't really pick out just one because he does it time and time again. But it's been nice to watch the progression of him play out of the pocket. And I think it's been clearly illustrated in our sack numbers because he's doing a much better job of when to stay in, when to come out. And he's doing a better job throwing the ball away because you know, throwaways are a positive in quarterback play. The way we grade our quarterback, because you know sometimes you have to second and ten is okay, you know punting is okay, you know taking the unnecessary sack is what you need to stay away from. He's doing a great job of that.
Coach, this side, Green Bay and the Steelers have similar defensive schemes. Which is the main difference between LeBeau defense and Capers defense?
What is the main? Well, I think if both coordinators sat in the room, or any two players sat in the room, the carryover would be very, very, very consistent. I think their players would have a very just going through with Anthony Smith when Anthony Smith came to us. It was a very easy transition for Anthony. Actually, I was watching the 07 New England Patriot game against the Steelers this morning and seeing Anthony in there playing those schemes, and now that he's with us. It's they're really so much the same. We start in the Okie defense just like they do. Really, in my opinion, their Okie, their base defense is the best part of their defense. So, two very good schemes, obviously, and two very good defenses playing in this game.
Mike, maybe the first breakthrough performance for Aaron as a quarterback came down here in Dallas. What did that do for his confidence and development, and for your confidence in him that he could be the guy one day?
Well, it gave everybody confidence. You know, number one, when you put a quarterback in the game for the first time, it's important to try to get him off to a good start. And the first thing you need to do as a play caller is to put him in plays that he's very familiar with but also give your football team a chance to win games. And that's exactly what I told them that night, that Thursday night. We're going to stay right with the plan. Gave them some easy throws early and just let them take off and play. So it gave our offense a lot of confidence because they knew that we wouldn't miss a beat if Aaron had to play. And it really gave him a lot of confidence. It just really justified all the work that he had put in. It justified quarterback school, his development, and so forth. And every quarterback needs that. And I talk about the ladder all the time in developing quarterbacks. You have to take it one rung at a time. And you know, that's a big step for any quarterback to get in an NFL game, because you go in as the number two. You don't have the reps during the course of the week leading up to that game. So to go in there and be able to perform, keep your team in the football game and give your team a chance to win, is an excellent big step for a quarterback, and he achieved that night.